Another outside the box. Not kidding about kidding. Today's topic is no kidding. I laughed when I saw the bumper sticker, "Don't believe everything you think," on a car. But you know, there's some truth to it as well. We tell ourselves lots of things that just aren't true. We play tricks on ourselves all the time and engage in other forms of self-deception. Sometimes kidding ourselves is an asset. We do things we might not otherwise have the courage to do, or do them better. While at other times, self-deception gets in the way of success. A few examples. The effectiveness of placebos in treating illnesses has been shown over and over again. Half of all doctors have said they prescribe pills and other medical procedures that they know don't work. Placebos are 82% as effective as Prozac or Paxil for the treatment of depression. And some people have taken sugar pills that said placebo on the bottle and gotten better too. Plus, the placebo pills are cheaper, and you might get a sugar high to boot. Believe it or not, medical professionals have faked acupunctures and even surgeries, yet patients still sometimes reported feeling better. Often there isn't much difference between the results of the phony pill or procedure versus the real thing. Go figure. More examples. Remember how wonderful things were in the good old days? I'll bet you thought the same thing about a previous good old days as well. Ah, those fond memories of the past, no matter how good or bad the past really was. Occasionally there's a big difference between a good-sounding rationale and the real reason we do something. I might kid myself by claiming some grand altruistic motive for visiting a sick friend in the hospital or inviting someone to dinner, for example, when the real reason might be completely selfish. Hope, or the lack of it, is a big factor in whether people succeed or fail in many situations. Positive or negative self-fulfilling prophecies happen often in our minds. Deceptive self-confidence often helps us to do better, or a lack of confidence can make us do worse, even though our actual competence to do a task is the same. We often latch on to good luck charms, like a rabbit's foot or some other piece of superstition, in hopes that that will help us to succeed. I know a few atheists who pray, though not very truthfully, when they need some sign of good luck. The ultimate in self-deception might be so-called experts who arrogantly claim to know things no one else does. Clergy with a direct line to God. Economists who say they can fix our broken economic system. Stock traders who guarantee a high rate of return. And politicians who can solve all our problems are in that category. I'll add pundits and commentators like myself to that list. However, those so-called experts are usually no more likely to hold the truth than many others. Author David Friedman estimates that maybe as much as half of all claims made by any so-called expert are at least partially false. Self-deception isn't necessarily a bad thing, especially when we can heal ourselves or have enough self-confidence to accomplish something we might otherwise not have done. But it's a lot more honest if we know we're kidding ourselves rather than to be blinded by self-deception. When do you kid yourself about your capabilities or your beliefs? How often are you aware of your own self-deception? I'm Larry Danziger, trying not to deceive myself about my own self-deception.